Phone Boy Speaks, episode 351, Cracking Common Core.
I think I cracked the code on Common Core, at least with math. And I'm sure if you have school-age children right now, you know, in the elementary schools, you're probably hearing about this Common Core thing. And the idea is that they want to make the curriculum for all the schools, at least in the United States, possibly elsewhere in the world, they want to make it common. They want to make sure that everything is being taught in perhaps a certain way. But I think... You know, and I've seen the homework that comes home with my daughter and also, you know, my son when he was in grade school as well. He was exactly that, you know, these like, what are they teaching that for? Why are they teaching these weird things? And I think I've kind of figured out what they're trying to teach. Why they're kind of teaching it that way remains a mystery. But so... A lot of times what they're teaching with the math isn't the rote way of doing it, which is, you know, using multiplication tables and so forth. And the, you know, we got the multiplication tables drilled into our heads as children. I mean, I certainly did. And I was, you know, I would recite them to anybody that would, that would listen at that age. But that's how I learned it. And so, but they're not teaching that so much anymore. They're teaching essentially conclusions that are very easy to draw if you've done enough mathematics, right? And so the reason why they're confusing, I think, for parents is it's not so much that what they're teaching is wrong, right? They're teaching conclusions that A, I don't think are necessarily relevant, but B, they to me, you know, they're only obvious because I've done all the other basic stuff to go with it, right? So because I did the multiplication tables and did all the normal sort of math, right, and did it that way over and over and over and over again, that the other stuff that they're trying, the conclusions that come from doing that, they're being taught rather than the basic process, the rote memorization that, you know, if you're doing arithmetic, I mean, there's a pretty simple process for doing it, and you just follow the rules. Now, I'm reminded of a song by Tom Lehrer called "The New Math," which was done in the '60s, and I'm guessing, you know, I haven't looked it up, but I'm guessing that in the '60s they went through this whole process of changing how basic arithmetic was taught, and so he put it to a song and said, you know, this is the way we used to do it, and this is the way we do it now, and it's, you know, and he was making fun of it. And you know, I think the point is the same, right? The point is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer, which I think encapsulates the, you know, what Common Core is attempting to do, right? They're teaching highfalutin concepts that don't necessarily make sense until you've done the basics. And so that's what I think, you know, that's the biggest problem I see with Common Core is they're teaching conclusions rather than the basics of, you know, the sort of the rote basics. And you know, and again, I think the concepts, you know, they're not, I don't think they're rooted in anything that are necessarily wrong, but they are confusing if you don't have that basic knowledge. And I think and that's what I think these policy wonks that come up with this crap don't realize is that they're trying to teach this stuff a different way. But let's face it, that isn't the way, right? It's you know, I understand that different kids need to get things in different ways. That's fine. It should be another tool in the toolbox. It shouldn't be the way that mathematics is taught. You need to, say math has some very simple rules, and you know, obviously they get more complex as you get into some of the higher mathematics, but they follow pretty simple rules, and you just have to know those rules and apply them at the right time, and at that point it's pretty simple. You know, that's what math is about. It's supposed to be an orderly thing, and yeah, you know, this concept of teaching conclusions rather than the basics is, I think, definitely gonna create dumber kids. But as parents, right, your job is to know what the schools are doing, and you know, and effectively, you know, not necessarily unlearn what the schools have taught, but you know, supplement with your own, you know, this is how you do it, right? This is the best way to do it. And, you know, of course, it's really dumb when the schools are, you know, they you have to do it the process that they give you rather than, again, get the right answer. So it's understanding what you're doing rather than getting the right answer. But anyway, this is This is my Common Core rant. So, you know, I wouldn't, you know, so, you, you know, I don't know that homeschooling is going to necessarily be for everybody, but certainly as parents, you have to take responsibility for what your kids are learning in school, what they're doing in school, and teach the right things to them so that they can function in the world rather than just, you know, not understand what's going on, which, you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, I think that's always been the case, is that you always have to, as a parent, attempt to teach your children the right way compared to, you know, maybe what they're learning in school or learning in the outside world. Nothing new there, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.